How's everyone doing? Wow, that's really bright. You guys ready to worship God this morning? All right. Come on and stand. Let's get ready to worship. You know, my favorite verse, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. I've just been the last few days just had such a heart and a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude and joy for all the things that God's done. How many of you guys are thankful for what God's done for you? Yeah? Thanksgiving is when we give thanks for what God has done, and praise is when we give thanks for who He is. And they're both important, but the Bible says the starting place to coming into God's presence, to entering His gates, is what? Thanksgiving. So can we just take a minute? I want you to think of one thing that you're thankful for this morning. Just think of one thing. If you can't think of anything that God's done for you, think about how He gave His life for you and He died on the cross for you, and that's enough. But I'm sure you can think of one thing that you're thankful for this morning. And just take a moment and just thank Him. Just thank Him for what He's done and for who He is. Yeah, Father, we thank You. We thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your goodness. Come on, let's just thank Him this morning. What are you thankful for? Just think of one thing. Maybe you had a rough week. Maybe you had a rough day yesterday. Maybe you were fighting on the way to church this morning. It doesn't matter. We are going to enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Amen? We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. When we give thanks, it brings increase. When we give thanks, it brings increase. How many of you guys want increase in your life this morning? Amen? We want increase of His presence, His goodness in our life. So let's get ready to worship, and I want to encourage you to enter in this morning and just give God your thanks. Give God your praise this morning. Amen? Amen.
Thank you.
can keep playing. Can you put the verse, the chorus up there? Lord just gave me this verse in John 12:24. He says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. It produces a great harvest." How many of you guys have experienced some loss and some death and maybe some pain this last few years? Yeah? The Lord is victorious. Put the other chorus up there, or the verse. This is such a powerful declaration. By your Spirit, I will rise. Come on, let's say that. By your Spirit, I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is... And the second part says, in your name I come alive. For what? To declare your victory. Listen, Isaiah says, one of my favorite scriptures of all time, Isaiah 61. He says, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of what? Ashes. What are ashes? Ashes are about loss, death, where things go to die. From that place of loss and death and destruction, where the enemy seeks to do evil, God will use for your good. From ashes comes beauty. Instead of the oil of joy, instead of what? Mourning. The Bible says there's a time to mourn. There's a time to grieve. But weeping endures for the night. But what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning. Out of mourning comes joy. Listen, it's okay to feel what you feel, but it's not okay to live there. God wants to bring something beautiful out of loss. Otherwise, the loss was for nothing. Jesus was the seed that died and was planted and buried in the ground. And 3 days later, he rose. And a great harvest came from that one seed. We are the harvest. Look at your neighbor and say, you're the harvest. That one seed, Jesus, was died and was buried. And out of that came a great harvest. And then it says, third, instead of a spirit of despair, I will give you what? A garment of praise. How many of you guys have felt some heaviness, maybe some despair this last year? Listen, God wants to make an exchange with you this morning. Instead of heaviness, I've been there. I've been in a place where depression was knocking on my door. And God said, will you worship? Because it's a choice to rejoice. There's three things that we're told to do. Pray, give thanks, and rejoice. Pray, give thanks, and rejoice. And he says, I'll say it again, rejoice at all times. When are we supposed to rejoice? All times. Can we sing that part again? As we do, we're going to move into our tithes and offerings. But I want us to declare this, by your Spirit, I will rise from the ashes of defeat. That's such a powerful declaration. It's saying, hey, devil, you're not going to win. I will rise because God is my victory. So we're going to move into our tithes. We're doing things a little bit different this morning. We got some exciting things happening, so get ready. But we're going to move into our offering this morning. You know, it's such a privilege to give. It's a privilege to give. It's not a duty. It's not an obligation. In fact, the Bible says, do not give under compulsion. If you're giving because someone's standing up here telling you to give, it's the wrong reason. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it when we're laughing on the way to the offering basket. We're like, I get to be a part of the kingdom of God and I get to sow into eternity. You know, God's given me the privilege to start doing some investing this year, which I've never had the privilege of. I've always just barely enough, but God's given us the opportunity to invest this year. And there's no greater investment that you can make into the kingdom of God. You can invest in stocks, you can invest in Bitcoin, you can invest in all kinds of crazy stuff. But there's no better investment than to invest into the kingdom of God, into eternity. And this morning you're not giving to a church, you're giving to the Lord. Amen? So trust, I want you to just take a second and ask the Lord this morning, God, what do you want me to give? Just do that for 10 seconds. Lord, what do you want me to give this morning? Thank you. tells you it's a joy to give. It's obedience that brings increase. Amen? So let's just declare this one more time. By your Spirit, I will rise. As we sing this, let's bring our offering, and then we're going to move into something different. Amen? This morning we have some food after service. How many are excited for food? I like food. So we're gonna move into our announcements. So this is our beautiful Marita. No, I'm just kidding. No. Zach's gonna do our announcements this morning.
Yeah. Matt, I'm gonna go ahead and just. Yep. All right. Next Saturday, the 15th, 8 a.m., Men of Hope. So prayer time here, 8 o'clock. It'll change your life forever. Thank you, somebody. Jeez. I have a really important announcement as well. Not that that wasn't important, because it was, but... if you never have had the opportunity to meet John Carpenter, you should. It'll change your life forever. Yeah, you thought I didn't see you. I love you. I'm so glad to see you here. Yeah, good to see you. Different note, it is Deanna Herning's birthday today. Everybody should... hug her, love her, tell her happy birthday. She is an amazing woman of God, and I'm glad to know her. Last announcement is Sandra. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we can do that. I will make sure. Oh, got it right there. See? Perfect. Thank you, Deanna. Sandra, where'd you go? There you are. Stop hiding from me.
So Josh mentioned investing into the kingdom. I wanted to give you guys an update on the Father's Delight and what's been going on there, so you can show the video now. So that's your money. That's what you guys invested in. So she had to do that in stages because the school was going on. So that's why you saw the progression, because she had to do it while there was school breaks. So the chapel is now completed. And the answer to prayer is she was going to start on the phase two doing the classrooms. But the electric company finally decided, after years, she has been between two transformers and not had electricity. So they have finally decided, because the school is now up and running, that they will are putting in the money to put the electricity there. So the electricity is being put in right now, and then once that's completed, she will start on the classrooms. So that is your money. Also, she has two locations, and a kitchen is being put in at the what she calls where the shopping center is. So they will actually have two locations, two kitchens, and then she won't. They don't have to transport the food back and forth to the second location. So that's another answer to prayer. So, and you saw the songs that they were singing. Those are the songs that they learned and remembered from when we were there. So God is growing them spiritually also. So you see that. We also have reports of some of the women that were saved. They're growing spiritually. One of the girls drew a picture, and she wrote on it because there was a lot of issues that had come up in her life. She was a former, raised as a Muslim and gotten saved while we were there. She is seeing herself as who God has created her to be. So God's answering prayers. She's at work there. So thank you.
That's awesome. So just a quick announcement. Brandy mentioned last week we're going to be starting a fire starters class here real soon, so we have an official sign-up sheet. So if you think you might remotely be interested, just put your name and what days. We're trying to find out what day of the week works best for everybody. So this is a class on pursuing passion, purpose, and power. And so basically Kevin Dedman from Bethel, he kind of condensed it. It's a 12-week class that covers a lot of what you learn in like BSSM, but it's a shorter, condensed version. So if you want to learn how to hear God's voice, how to pray for people, heal the sick, how to prophesy. And it's a really core, foundational, awesome class. And we get to actually do what we're learning, not just information, but activation. And so we would love for you guys to join us. So I don't know if I should pass this or just stick it somewhere. I'll stick it in the foyer where the snacks are after church. And you can just put your name and what days of the week work for you. All right. Thanks. Are we dismissing the kids?
Yeah. Everybody stand up. We're going to go ahead and dismiss the kids. We're going to have them come back up here in a little bit, but I feel like the Lord wants me to share this word now before we move. But you can say hello to each other, give each other a hug, high five to the face, whatever. Yes. But kids, you can go downstairs with Miss Brandy.